The NutriBullet Review. I come to the NutriBullet late and with reservations. For months, people have been preaching to me about this. So it's a blender, I say. No, a nutrition extractor. It makes the vitamins in pulp and seeds bioavailable, they howl. And they are the controversial mainstay of fitness bores who see food as fuel and wish meals came in a pill form. See, a NutriBlast is 50% greens, 50% whole fruits, plus a boost of seeds, nuts, matcha powder, unicorn shavings, whatever, all blitzed into an on-the-go meal replacement, which means losing texture, colour and individual flavours. I managed to turn a gorgeous heap of kale, strawberries, blueberries and nectarine into something that looked like I dragged a sieve through the Thames. It's infantilising. Declaring that you live off smoothies is like begging someone to take away your vote. And yet, a week later, I'm still using it. Why? Well, it's one of the most convenient kitchen gadgets ever created. The vertical design is sleek with a small footprint and solid build quality. It has precisely zero buttons. Washing up is extraordinarily minimal. Mixing containers double as drinking cups. So run the screw-off blade under the tap and you're done. I start to tailor my ingredients, swapping water for almond milk, or adding mango, kiwi, and topping up with frozen berries, which are more affordable and refreshing. Plus, a sprig of mint for lift, and it's a perfect summer refresher. Plus, a morning NutriBlast feels like finishing homework on a Friday night. Having got my 5 a day at once, who's to say I can't just eat sweeties for the rest of the day, apart from every nutritionist on the planet? A blender this useful is too good to be co-opted by the health fiends. Here's what Nutri dullards aren't telling you. It's not for healthy people. It's for incredibly lazy people. And I'll drink to that any day. Any downsides? Well, the price is very indigestible. Where should you keep it? On your kitchen counter, or in a drawer, or on the back of a cupboard? You should keep it on your kitchen counter, or in the hall, so you can start talking about it as soon as anyone enters your house. I give it 4 out of 5.